Hey, there you are. I was beginning to wonder if you'd ever wake up. No, lay back down. I'm sure it does hurt. That's quite a goose egg you've got on your head. Here, aspirin. I think these work better than naproxen. Those are the little blue ones, right? Here, sit up, just a little bit. That's right. Big drink. A little more. There. Lay back down. You know, I really didn't think you'd be out that long. You were beginning to worry me. What do you mean, where are you? You're with me. Come on, what's the last thing you remember? Right, we were out, you and me. And your wife, my sister. We were out having dinner and drinks. Well, you and I were having drinks. And having fun. And then she decided that she was tired, so she went to bed. And you and I stayed up for a little bit. And you got a little upset and fell and hit your head. So I decided to help you out and take care of you. I mean, just doing a favor for my little sister, you know? She needs to relax, what with everything that's going on. So I figured I'd take care of my big lug of a brother-in-law until he felt better and give her some time. No. Lay down. You're going to hurt yourself. Here, let me. No, let me. Just lay there. Big, strong, handsome guy like you just doesn't know any better, do you? You know, I don't think you've been hurt like that since, gosh, probably high school? Oh, that football game where you got that big concussion. It was the football game against the Warriors in October the 3rd. It was the second quarter, and Rob Quinn missed that blocking assignment, and that big lineman came completely blindsided you. It was a dirty helmet-to-helmet hit. You were defenseless. You'd already thrown the ball. Rob paid for that later, if I remember. He got in a car accident later that week and couldn't finish the season. But at that moment, with you lying there completely knocked cold on the field, it was just... But... Oh, that's right. My sister, she threw her pom-poms down and rushed to your side and knelt by you. I was worried about you too, but I was stuck up in the bleachers with the rest of the marching band. I was panicked for you, watching them take you off the field, my sister holding your hand. You know, that was a big night for both of us. That was when you two got really serious, right? Yeah. It was a big night for me. It was the night that I realized, you know, what you really wanted and what I had to change about myself. You know, I liked you even back in high school. Oh, I know. It was almost a decade ago. You guys are so cute, you know, high school sweethearts and everything. You know, it was a good thing. I lost all that weight and started really concentrating on getting ahead and trying to, you know, do more to get your attention and be better for you. Oh, what's the matter? Is your shoulder still tight? I think you twisted it when you fell. Here, let me help you. Just stretch it up. Up, up, up. Give me the other one, too. Let me see if they're both the same. Reach up. That is tight, isn't it? See if you can grab the headboard. Maybe it's better if you leave it up there. No. Oh, don't worry. That'll just help you leave them there so you don't forget to keep them stretched. No, don't worry. You're fine. You're with me. Last night you got a little rowdy. I don't think you remember that part. You were a little out of it by the time you fell, and you know, you can't be blamed for hitting your head. I mean, it was a big night with you guys announcing that you're having a baby and all that. And I mean, it's just one more reminder, isn't it, that my beautiful, perfect sister and you fuck, which, you know, you're married, so that's to be expected, right? I mean, that's what married people do, but just, why not me? I don't understand. I did everything, and you never even look at me, and there was you never even gave me a chance, and I did so much for you. You don't know what I had to do, the things that I did to get the right clothes, the right grades, the right friends. Do you know the things I did to get into that college? To get that internship, the men I had to... But then I got this job, and I thought, now you'd notice me, the young, pretty, successful, and still nothing. You don't see me. And I mean, so I got a boob job. I thought maybe if I had bigger, nicer, perkier tits than my perfect sister, then maybe that's why she got you, and I didn't. But you never even looked at me. You never... But you're looking at me now. You're looking... I can see. Now you see me. Do you want to see them? You wanna see? I've wanted you to see them for so long. I can tell your cock is getting hard. I mean, you had a little help. There may have been a little blue triangle pill in with the little blue oval naproxen, but you know, I thought maybe you could use some help, in case you were nervous, because it's completely normal to be nervous on your first time with your new wife, you know? And you do not have a heart condition. I know you don't have a heart condition. If you had a heart condition, you would have died when I tasered you. No, I mean, well, no, last night you were getting... And you were upset and ranting and screaming about how you loved her and not me and just talking crazy talk. And I had to daze you to calm you down. And then that's when you fell. But now you're here and you're with me. And now we can be together. Just, you know, as a couple, you and me, finally. And I mean, she'll be okay. She'll forget. She thinks you left anyway after the note that we left. After she went to bed. So, you know, now we're free to start our own family. Just you and me. And we can make a baby of our own. I can be such a good wife for you. Show you how good I can make you feel. See? How good I can make this big, hard cock feel. Does that feel good? Does that feel good? I know it does. I learned so many things, and it was all for you. All of it was for you. Everything I did. All the... Everything. But now we can make it right. Everything I had to do, I can make it right. Because I have you. And And I have your cock, and I can have your heart and your soul. They'll all be mine. You can learn to love me. I know you can. I'll make you love me. I can make you love me. Stop. Stop it. You're gonna hurt yourself. Stop it. Stop it. See? See how good I can make you feel? Stop it. You're ruining it. I will just fucking stop it. Stop saying that. It's not for her, it's for me. You know what? You know what? It doesn't matter if you're gonna give it to me, because I can take it. I can take it until you give it to me. You know that? Because you're here now, and you're here, and without me, you'll die. Okay? So, it's better for both of us if we just accept things. Okay? Be calm now. Here, I know what'll make you feel better. Here, let me just climb up and let me just I'll just take you. That's right. That's right. Oh my God. See? Oh, you fit perfectly inside me. We're like puzzle pieces. And we can fit together forever. That's right. I told you I could make you feel good. I told you I could make you feel good. Stop saying that. Stop it. No, I will choke you. I will keep choking you until you can't breathe anymore. Until you tell me that you're mine. I need you to say it. I need you to fucking tell me that you're gonna be mine. And you're gonna be mine forever. Or my hands are not gonna move. And I will watch you turn blue. And I will fuck you. Until I get your seed. And I will own a piece of you forever. You need to say it. Say it right fucking now. Say it. Tell me you love me. Tell me you fucking love me. Right now. Yes. Oh God. Yes. Yes. I knew it. I knew you loved me. I knew you loved me. Oh God. Oh, baby. This is the best wedding night ever. I knew we were meant to be together. I love you, baby. Now, just lay there and I'll get you some food. No, you don't get to get up yet. No, you don't. I don't care. I'm not done with you yet. And frankly, I don't trust you yet. But I'll train you. You'll be my good boy. You'll learn. Bye for now, baby.